This station is proud to present the First Lady of the American Theater, Helen Hayes, in The Best Years, a series for active older people made possible by Mutual of Omaha, people you can count on.
Hello, this is Helen Hayes. Many military leaders live very private lives and tend to be one-dimensional in their interests. If I were in search of a different scenario, I'd choose to film the life of the man who headed up the world's strongest navy, ours, from 1970 to 74. His friends call him Bud, Admiral Elmo Zumwalt. At 44, he was the youngest officer ever promoted to Rear Admiral. 5 years later, he was the youngest four-star admiral. As senior admiral, he also was the youngest ever to serve as Chief of Naval Operations. Time magazine hailed Bud Zumwalt as the Navy's most popular leader since World War II. After his retirement, Zumwalt wrote On Watch, a book which alerted Americans to the growing Soviet naval threat. Now he co-authors a syndicated column with Admiral Worth Bagley. What makes Bud Zumwalt so special is that he had the vision to make reforms, even unpopular ones at that time, giving women and blacks the opportunity to serve their country, providing incentives for pursuing careers in the Navy. Now Bud Zumwalt serves as public governor of the American Stock Exchange and is active in nonprofit efforts such as Alliance to Save Energy, the Phelps-Stokes Fund, and the American Health Foundation. I love this World War II story about him. He sailed a captured Japanese gunboat smack up the Yangtze and Huangpu rivers into Shanghai, then occupied by 175,000 Japanese troops. He bluffed them into believing that a vast horde of American ships was following. That's pretty fearless stuff for a 25-year-old lieutenant. Zumwalt is married to lovely Musa Coutelet de Roche, the child of a French father and a Russian mother who fled the Russian Revolution. On a recent visit to the retired aircraft carrier, the Intrepid, which is now a museum in New York Harbor, he put in an official request to celebrate his golden wedding anniversary aboard the carrier on October 25th, 1995, with 500 guests. How's that for long-range vision?